We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Rob. How are we doing today?
I'm well. Hope you are as well. Certainly a really strong performance from your team on Saturday, beating Rhode Island 35-9. What did you like about the way your guys played?
Yeah, I thought we, just like I said the week before down in Florida, I thought our effort was really good. And fortunately, we matched our effort with better execution. So we were able to have some pretty good explosive plays. One of the keys that we needed to work on and improve on was we were able to convert on more third downs and keep drives alive, which obviously is important, as we all know. And we had some explosive plays and really limited their explosive plays. They, you know, Kasim was averaging over 300 yards a game passing, and they're running the ball almost as or just as effectively as they were throwing it. And we were able to minimize some of those things. With good defense, we gave up a little bit of yardage, but we held them to a field goal on their one of their long drives. And, you know, I'm really, really pleased with the effort and the attitude that our guys took the field with.
Question is more from Kyle Kenson. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, speaking of the explosive plays, with the way Connor ran the ball, were you getting flashbacks to John Robertson a little bit on Saturday?
Well, he did a great job reading what was there and taking what he was seeing. And he did a great job. You know, that one, the long one, he had 20 some yards, did a nice job in open field against one of their safeties. But Connor is a little bigger than John, but not nearly as fast. But Connor did a great job, you know, getting those yards when they were there to get, and found the end zone three times. So really pleased with Connor's performance. And he's a tough runner. He's a pretty physical guy. He's a good size guy. So, you know, we don't want him to take a lot of unnecessary hits. We'd like him to, you know, maybe learn how to step out of bounds and not dive over piles. But he's a competitor as well. So when he gets near the end zone, he's going to leave his feet as they have to, or he's going to put his shoulder down if he has to. So, but Connor did a great job taking what was there and what was available to him, and obviously was very effective, especially in the first half with his running ability.
And then having Brendan play the way that he did, how invaluable was he in terms of setting the tone for the defense all day?
Well, Brendan Bell's been awesome. That's the second week in a row. I think he led us in tackles. Shane Hartzell was unfortunately not able to go this past week. So, you know, and he's been our leading tackler last year and a good part of this year, along with Brendan. So Brendan's really doing a nice job. The defense is predicated to try to have our linebackers hopefully get freed up to make those plays. And fortunately, when those plays are there to be made, Brendan's doing a good job making them.
Next question, Mark, from Martin Odici. Go ahead, Mark.
Hello, Mark. I wanted to ask you your thoughts on Inge's play at linebacker. He looked to me to be really active, and he really looks like he's coming along.
Yeah, Turner's doing a great job. You know, young guy for us. First time he had an opportunity to get out there as the starter this year. He's done some special teams things for us before. Really good high school running back and linebacker. So, you know, we love the way he runs. He has great speed. Trying to bulk him up a little bit. He's not the biggest of linebackers that you'll see, but he's pretty elusive and can pursue to the football. And he did a nice job, especially when Shane being out and he had to step up to the challenge. He did a really nice job along with Richie Kimmel. Those two guys got a lot more snaps than maybe previous weeks with Shane in there. So really pleased with what Turner brings to the field athletically. And, you know, Richie's a little thicker, a little more thump to him. So both of them did a great job filling in Shane's absence.
Mark, the other thing that's impressive when you see you guys play is your depth. You use so many. I mean, in this game, you were missing one of your best offensive players in Jackson. You talked about Hartzell. And yet you've still played a lot of guys, and they seem to do well. Is that the strength of this team, your overall depth?
It is right now, Mark, and hopefully we can keep that going and, you know, avoid some injury bug things that maybe have haunted us in the past, because we don't have a large roster. We only have 91 active players on our roster, and that includes, you know, all the kickers, hikers, and punters, and all those guys as well. So, you know, we do rotate quite a few guys through. We do have a little bit of an older team, so we do have more experience that we feel comfortable putting guys out there. And then depending on, you know, down a distance situation, we'll rotate pretty good from, you know, base defense to nickel defense to dime defense and so on. So we do like our depth right now, as you mentioned. you know, with Jalen out, we still have TD and we still have D Will, and they have a lot of experience under the belt. And we got a freshman a little bit of work this past weekend in Isaiah Ragland. So excited about the depth we have right now. Let's hope that can continue in the upcoming weeks.
Yeah, well, I did want to ask you about Ragland. What about his development? You know, he got some time, you know, before the game was, decided. What about his development that you'd like?
Yeah, he came in. He's about a 210-pound freshman running back. So he's really developed physically pretty well. And he's done some really nice things down on scout team and so on. And with Jalen being out, we're like, you know what, why don't we get that other third guy in there? And it happened to be the freshman Ragland. So we like to rotate our backs and try to keep them as fresh as we can. And if we can rotate three, that's a good thing. And Ragland has done a great job in the limited time that he's been with us and shown us that he can handle some of those things mentally and physically. So, you know, we're looking for him to continue to develop. Not sure what Jalen's status is going to be this week. You still get that, you know, four game opportunities before you have to make a final decision whether you're going to redshirt a guy or not. So that was Rag's only first appearance so far. So we'll see how it goes in the upcoming weeks.
Okay, thank you.
Mark, just one more on the defense. Nobody have really slowed Rhode Island down all year long. They put big numbers up against everybody. You guys hold them to 240 yards and out of the end zone until they're in the fourth quarter. With guys out, what were you able to do so well to slow them down?
I think we're just, you know, playing responsible fundamental assignment football. And I do like, I've been saying it all year with this group, I love the way they've been flying to the ball. We've been getting a lot of hats to the ball. We've been doing pretty good in open field tackling. We had a couple opportunities to make some of those plays as well. And I think our guys are just playing hard. And as Mark just asked me, we are rotating quite a few guys through at pretty much all three levels. So hopefully that's allowing us to stay a little more fresh and guys aren't getting as tired as maybe we had in previous years. So I like the way the defense, I think we're pretty athletic. I think we're playing pretty base fundamental and physical defense right now. So hopefully that'll continue as well. But, you know, like I said, I think we just made some plays on the ball at times. I think they missed a few that maybe could have been there. Weather, I think, affected the kicking game more than anything else, but I think there were some plays on both sides that, you know, the weather did have a little bit of an outcome on. But our guys just played hard and played tough and played physical, and I really like the way our guys are running to the football right now.
Offensively, you talked about the great day that that Connor had for you. Over the first few weeks, it's been all the big plays in the passing game, and he's leading the country in yards per completion. But then when he's able to play the RPO game and break the big runs, how have you seen him grow as far as decision making with that? And then how tough does that make him to defend?
Yeah, he's made a lot of progress, you know, and he's going to take what they give you, and he's doing a really good job, you know, keeping his eyes downfield when he does get flushed out of the pocket. So he's not just pulling it down and scrambling if the first read's not there. He had one really nice play to keep the drive alive on a third down play where he got flushed to his left and then saw Jaron Hake open to the right. Cause you know, you can only cover for so long. At some point, someone's going to pop open or coverage might break down. So he's doing a really good job reading those things. There's some stuff that, you know, we still need some work on. He probably should have handed it off a couple times when he didn't. And you know, there might've been a couple where he may have wished he pulled it and he gave it instead. Cause we did have a few too many TFLs and those type of things, but Connor's making a lot of progress from a year ago after being a first year starter last year. He's been in the program and in the system for a long time. So now it's fun to watch him continue to grow and develop and improve week to week.
Your team is on the road, a UAlbany team that already has a win over Fordham and two close losses to FBS teams this season. What impresses you about UAlbany and what are some of the keys for Saturday?
Well, I'm not sure where I want to start, because you got that quarterback who's really good. They got a big offensive line. They got a running game going, you know, so they have a lot of weapons on offense. They have a lot of older guys, too. When you look at people's roster these days, it's full of seniors and grads, and there's not a ton of freshmen and sophomores playing these days. And then you look at their defense. I think they're really good on defense. I believe they're leading the conference in sacks. So those four guys up front are really getting after people and doing a good job. So we're going to have our hands full. We got to get on a bus and travel up there to Albany. It's usually about a four and a half hour trip. And, you know, last time we were up there, the weather was worse than it was this past weekend. So hopefully we'll dial up some better upstate New York weather, but they're really good. They're aggressive. You know, as you mentioned, those two losses against FBS opponents could have definitely went their way, and they found a way to, you know, win a tough one this past weekend, which when teams are resilient and find ways to win those close games, even when you're not playing really well or playing perfect, you know, it just builds character. So it's going to be another very well evenly matched competitive CA contest, and we're looking forward to it, but you know, we got some work to do for sure.
All right, Mark, thanks as always for your time here this morning. Look forward to talking again next Monday.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you.
Thank you.